You're listening to Psych Talk.
This is Psych Talk. I'm Jose Dras Lopez. In these days of massive record labels and professional music studios, it's generally not that interesting to ask where a song comes from. But this song is different.
We made a lot of music in the time that was given, articulated expressions for the way the youth was living. I never heard of being locked up and rapping until I came to music and found out it happened. Maybe it's the time for us youth to have a voice, ready to put it down. You generated the choice. We appreciate the opportunity that's risen, and I'ma use what I learned.
You heard him right. Locked up and rapping. He is just one of about 500,000 youth brought to U.S. detention centers each year. 70% of them are held for nonviolent offenses. They are disproportionately youth of color. More than 40% have a learning disability. Of those diagnosed with clinical depression, one-third became depressed after their detention. Musician Jury Love has responded by giving these youth in detention opportunities to create music. Jury is the founder of Genuine Voices, a nonprofit launched in 2001 out of the Berklee College of Music. She leads volunteers teaching in juvenile detention centers and after-school programs in Massachusetts, Washington State, and Arizona. She is also writing a guide to help other detention centers replicate her program. Jury draws on her own struggles as a source of strength. She has escaped physical and sexual abuse and overcome PTSD and homelessness on her path to making and teaching music. Our correspondent, Erica Tsao, is an intern with Genuine Voices, and she sat down with Jury to explore her life and work.
I'm here in the beautiful city of Boston with Jury Love. I'm Erica Tsao. Jury, hi.
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me.
You are a remarkably strong woman. Having been through abuse and homelessness, you've managed to overcome your hardships, and I understand that music has helped you through your journey. I'm wondering, how did you do it?
I started playing piano when I was 3 years old, and after my parents divorced, I continued playing piano, and it was more like escaping for me from reality and also the abuse part. When I was playing piano, my father, who was very abusive, didn't really bother me, like when I was practicing piano, so I kind of used it as escape. After kind of overcame all the adversity, then I came to Berklee College of Music. It really helped me to heal and then vent my anger and the frustration in my life and be able to create and then be able to hear some response from other people who are healed by my music, who are helped or inspired by music. Those are the feedbacks that really healed me.
Could you tell us about this organization that you founded, Genuine Voices?
Yes, Genuine Voices was my senior project at Berklee College of Music. I was in professional music major where they had to do some project, and then a lot of students had done recording or performance, concert, arrangement, but I wanted to do something different. Especially I wanted to do community service. It was 9/11 and people were really compelled to help out each other's. And I read this article about a guy who was teaching journalism in the detention center in California, and then he brought two boys to become a professional scenario writers in Hollywood. And I got really inspired, and I started to think about maybe using a laptop in production. And those boys who's been through adversity like me, maybe they can use the laptop and production and music to escape their mind and be creative and productive. That's how I started. That was my idea.
How have you witnessed them to live more positive lives through the music?
Well, I can tell you a very strong example about this boy who I've told while he was incarcerated in one of the treatment programs. It's called Elliott Short-Term Program. While he was incarcerated, he performed at Boston Green Fest at Boston City Hall Plaza, which is a really big event. And after that, he got discharged finally. He turned 18 and he performed at our fundraiser and also at the Boston Common Amplify Me which is a big event. He really connected with me, with other staff, opened up, and he told me how he didn't have parents and how he was really suffering from drug problems. Now he takes a lesson, music lesson, at this large organization called Zoomix in East Boston, and he's participated on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, and he's going on tour and perform his music throughout New England the end of August 2012, which is really remarkable. And now he passed his GED. He wants to go to New York Film Academy and trying to find financial aid. It's really remarkable since I met him how much he has grown and how inspiring he is, how kind he is. And we've been constantly talking, maybe definitely once a week, and that kind of mentorship. He sees me as an example who came through the adversity and be all right and not being in basically jail and doing something positive in the community. And I think he admires that a lot.
Recently, Jury found a way to extend her mission to children in hospitals by collaborating with a group called Music is Medicine. In this new collaboration, volunteers at the hospital help the children request a song. The youth at Genuine Voices Sessions have 4 weeks to create matching songs to send to the children. Erica Tsao visited one of these sessions at Casa Isla Detention Center near Boston.
For confidentiality reasons, we can't say your real name, but do you have a nickname?
My name's Samaj.
All right, Samaj. So you're hearing the background noise of the other boys making music here.
I think this is a very good program for kids like that are going into detention centers that need to distract their mind off something else.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
I did a couple things to get here, and I really always thought about myself, so like I guess like this is karma or maybe something higher above than karma trying to tell me that, you know, you got help along the way, that you haven't came to a detention center, so now I feel like it's my turn to help somebody else. So that's why I did it through music.
Can you tell us more details about what you did and what this project was?
I created a song with my own beat, a mixture of somebody else's song, but it was the instrumental for somebody that is ill. I feel like if I could help somebody else, it'd be better, because I know if I was in that situation and I need help, I would help them.
Do you mind if we listen to your song? Can you share your song with us?
Yes, you can. You can play it right now.
Awesome. Let's take a listen.
You've got a lot in store, so live what's yours. Live the great outdoors, even if it takes you to bumpy shores. Life's a ride, but you'll take great strides like a butterfly. You'll open and shine.
You're beautiful, it's true. My life
though
is
you
brilliant.
May be quiet, you can shout, just try it. Like a nightingale, go spread your wings. You can open your mouth and start to sing. Felicia, go
brilliant.
Live what's yours. Felicia, you got a lot in store. Felicia, you know you're resilient. Felicia, your life is brilliant.
You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true.
Beats and vocals in that excerpt are by Samaj, and the instrumental accompaniment is from James Blunt's You're Beautiful.
That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Can you tell us more about the child that you donated the song to?
I donated to a child, Felicia, that has a disorder of developmental disability, and it really came like naturally and straight from the heart when I made this song, not just for Felicia, but for everybody out there that's struggling with the same problem.
When you were making this song, did you have any difficulties or struggles?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of struggles. It wasn't just a quick thing. It was just like took a lot of work in the booth, you know, a lot of thinking of what she liked and how it would come together, and it wasn't easy. It took me like 2 or 3 weeks just to fit what I wanted to fit and say what I wanted to say to Felicia. It took me like 2 or 3 weeks. I have a very good teacher that helped me through it. For once, I really didn't rap about guns and drugs and all this other stuff. I rapped about positive and just being yourself and being natural. That's what I really think made this song come together.
Thank you so much for being a part of our show on Psych Talk. It was a pleasure to have you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to Samaj and Erica Sal for that conversation. At the top, we heard from Juri Love, founder and president of Genuine Voices, and since her work is devoted to communicating and healing through music, we'll end with a personal example of Juri's own expression and recovery. It's a song about recovering from abuse and coping with divorce, but it's also filled with hope. It's the hope for a better future that she tries to bestow to at-risk children every day.
Tears will drop. I'd better not call, 'cause tears will fall.
Learn more about Genuine Voices at genuinevoices.com and find song samples from participating youth at soundcloud.com/genuinevoices. Find more Psych Talk podcasts, including an interview with music therapist Dr. Sangeeta Swami, at psychtalkradio.com. That's psychtalkradio.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and we'd love to talk to you. I'm Jose Dras Lopez. Thanks for listening.
Changing the hearts as courage for a new life. Drops of tears will bring us the strength to be able to remember. Drops of tears will bring us the strength to be able to survive.